Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. A crackdown on ghost cars this afternoon. Mayor Adams announcing they've arrested 8 people, charging them in a scheme where they use fake or paper tags on cars to avoid paying tolls or to avoid manning up for crimes they committed so you couldn't, you know, trace their cars, and to avoid paying traffic tickets. Apparently, they've had this multi-agency collaboration going on with the DMV, the MTA, and the NYPD. The mayor says the cars are basically untraceable, and as a result, we've had a dangerous situation rolling through the streets of New York.
They are not only menace to our roadways, we are finding that they are participating in very violent and dangerous crimes. They leave the scenes of criminality. You don't know who they are. They disappear in the night.
73 cars seized just yesterday. Officials also issued about 282 summonses, and the investigation isn't over either. We'll continue following developments, and we will let you know. So last week, we told you about Governor Hochul's 5-point plan to clean up crime in the subways. It featured things like banning felony subway offenders, adding check bags or bag checks, and adding more boots on the ground in the form of cops, state police, the National Guard, etc. Well, not everybody's crazy about that. In fact, the Transit Workers Union says Governor Hochul is doing too much, and what she's doing falls short of providing a long-term solution. And so that's where we begin on this Tuesday. The Local 100 called a big news conference today to say we want something done now, but they really didn't say what they wanted done. Newsman Glenn Shuck leading the broadcast for us on this afternoon.
They're clearly frustrated and concerned for the safety of their members. Transit Workers Union Local 100 calling this press conference to say they want a comprehensive safety plan to come from the governor and the MTA. But their president, Richard Davis, not exactly clear what that plan should be.
Our immediate ask, come up with a multifaceted, comprehensive plan that recognizes our safety, that we want our safety to be primary for us coming to work, going home safely. What that looks like, we'll spell out to you later.
Davis says Governor Hochul's plan with the National Guard in the subways falls short of providing a sustainable long-term solution. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, downtown Brooklyn.
The governor says we have to calm things down right now and get back to a sense of normal. Mayor Adams says if we don't have a crime wave in the subway system, folks. But he says perception matters, and that's why adding more enforcement matters.
2% of the overall city crime is in our subway system. 2%. Over 4 million riders, about 6 felonies a day. And what I knew when I came in, based on my work as a transit police officer, that no matter what the numbers are, how do people feel is important.
TWU also called out the Manhattan DA for what they call as a lack of action with minimal penalties and fast releases. Meantime, cops have put out a picture of a suspect accused of beating a 19-year-old man with a cell phone. This is at a subway station in Queens yesterday. The incident happened about 8 a.m. as the guy was waiting for an F train at Parsons and Hillside. Excuse me. Got into it with the attacker, who police say started beating the victim in the head and face multiple times with a cell phone. The 19-year-old got some pretty nasty cuts on his head and face, taken to NYC Health and Hospitals, Queens, in stable condition. The suspect fled on a northbound F. His picture is on our website, by the way, 1010wins.com. Back to Governor Hochul. She also announced efforts today to help crack down on retail theft rings, some of them who attack workers at our stores.
Nelson Rosario of the National Supermarket Association on retail theft.
New York City has the largest increase of 64% in reported shoplifting incidents in the country. This is not a category we want to be number one in.
He stood alongside Governor Kathy Hochul, who rolled out ambitious funding and resources to combat the crimes.
This will fund over 100 new state police positions, investigators, troopers, crime analysts, all devoted to retail theft.
She told state lawmakers to work with her to make penalties for assaulting retail workers the same as they are for harming first responders. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Up in the Bronx, a second look reveals that it was indeed a lithium-ion battery that started that fire yesterday that left 10 people hurt. This is a three-alarm on Marble Hill Avenue we told you about. The fire marshal now says an e-bike frame and battery remnants were found under a first-floor stairwell where the fire originated. Several people trapped, others used the fire escape to get out. Six firefighters were hurt in that blaze. They had listed it as suspicious, but upon further review, again, they found the bike. They say that thing spread like a wildfire. The fire left 25 people homeless. From downtown, City Councilman Justin Brandon says pizzerias which use coal and wood-fired ovens should be given a tax break to comply with some new emissions rules. He's citing an Adams administration rule which starts next month that'll force some eateries to fork over a lot of dough, no pun, to install filters to reduce their smoky pollutants. Brandon says without financial help, some of these ma-and-pop businesses could go up in smoke or start charging you and I a fortune for a slice and a soda.
You know, when it comes to our environment, I've just always believed that we should be incentivizing and assisting instead of immediately punishing small businesses.
Yeah, so he's proposing a tax break for some 130 pizzerias, matzo makers, and other businesses impacted by the new anti-pollution rules. Brandon says he's been getting lots of calls lately from worried business owners. Imagine a library book fee for $2,000. That would have been the charge for a couple of people who waltzed into a Long Island library and turned in an overdue book. We doubt they would have been charged, but they weren't sticking around to find out.
The library clerk here at the Smithtown branch, Karen Pruzan, says she saw the couple walk in with the children's book.
And they came up to the desk and they kind of were giggling and they said, this is a very old book. It's been out for quite a long time.
That book, Dr. Seuss's Yertle the Turtle, was checked out on April 30th, 1970. That's right, 54 years ago. And never returned.
I think they said it was found when they were cleaning up how they were planning on moving. So they found it in the attic or the basement somewhere.
So is this a first for you?
Yes, it was.
And then they just walked right out of here?
They just walked right out of here.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Smithtown, Long Island.
Mm-hmm. Them folks are like, we're not taking any chances on paying a $2,000 overdue book fee. No way. Coming up, Bunton. An investigation underway after NYPD officers reportedly used a stun gun on a migrant while he was holding his young son. Cops say they were called to a migrant shelter in Jamaica, Queens, in Jamaica, Queens, Friday night over reports of an intoxicated guy threatening staff members. 47-year-old Yanni Cordero was allegedly holding his one-year-old at the time of the confrontation. Well, police say they warned him repeatedly, hand the child off to somebody else, give us the baby, and he refused. The New York Times is reporting that that's when officers pulled out a stun gun and blasted Cordero. Mayor Adams defending the officer's actions today.
This person was under the influence of alcohol, holding the child. Those officers had to get that child from him so that child was not going to be endangered. All of this is on body-worn camera. Those officers responded to a person who was dangerous, and he took appropriate actions.
The Times also says officers repeatedly punched him before he was arrested. He's facing charges now, including resisting arrest and disorderly conduct. City Hall says that they're investigating, and they take the health and safety of migrants in the city's care seriously. Didn't say much about the baby being injured. We trust that the child was not. Sad story out of Elmhurst today. Police say a woman was killed, struck by a DEP truck as she was crossing 57th Avenue and 80th Street. They say the Ford F-750 truck was turning right on the southbound lane of 80th and struck her. They rushed her to Elmhurst with trauma to the head and body, but she didn't make it. The 38-year-old man driving the truck stayed there at the scene. An investigation continues this afternoon. Meantime, police looking for the two men who beat a guy with a skateboard, it says here, up in the Bronx and left him in the street. This happened last night about 7 o'clock on Undercliff Avenue near Boscobel Place. They don't know if it was a result of an argument or if the 38-year-old victim was randomly attacked or what. Cops got a call, rushed to the scene, and found the guy lying in the road, unconscious, having been smacked in the head. He was rushed to a local hospital. No word on his condition. They're still trying to find suspects. A California courier in jail today after police say the load he was transporting from L.A. to New Jersey had a quality control issue. That is, it was a Schedule I substance under the Controlled Substances Act, a.k.a. heroin. Cops say the dude blew through a stop sign in Fort Lee, and when they stopped him and checked him out, he had almost $200,000 worth of heroin and fentanyl on him. He reportedly told the cops he had been paid $8,000 by, I don't know, somebody near LAX on March 3rd. Okay, so now 54-year-old Timothy Allen Blank gets the Dunce Award and some metal bracelets for allegedly moving dope across the country. Cops called in a K-9 officer, which detected the drugs. A lady riding in the front seat with him also was questioned after police say they gave conflicting stories about why they were in the area anyway. It's not clear if she got a matching set of bracelets, too. A Brooklyn lawmaker taking a stand against the potential rising price of pizza. As the city nears the start of a new emissions rule targeting businesses which use coal and wood-fired ovens, City Council member Justin Brandon says those businesses should get a tax break to offset the cost of complying with that rule.
We don't want pizza to be more expensive. We don't want small businesses to pass down these fines to the customer. So the way that you prevent that is by helping them, is by assisting them. The environmental goals are real and laudable and important, but fining the businesses is not going to make our air cleaner.
A slice and a soda, please. Okay, $50. That rule is set to go into effect at the end of April. He's saying, yeah, the prices could go up if they have to pay those, to retrofit things, if you will.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.